Welcome to another edition of A Word Between Friends, brought to you and made available monthly on Gospel Gazette Online. It continues to be our hope and prayer that you're gaining insight into God's plan for your life by reading, studying, and meditating prayerfully upon the Holy Scriptures. If you should have questions or need further clarification to something that is taught in these segments, please feel free to contact us at your earliest convenience. We may be contacted through the webpage www.gospelgazette.com. If we may, now, let's focus a little more on Jesus coming into our world to live among men. Already we have observed that Jesus, who at the same time is both the Son of God and the Son of Man, came to accomplish things on our behalf that no one else in all the world could accomplish. Through his death, and then his resurrection after 3 days, he destroyed him who has the power over death. The resurrection doctrine is central to the gospel, the good news message of Jesus Christ. We have observed as well how Jesus came to destroy sin's captivating power that holds men under its dominion. Through the unequal power of the gospel, we are no longer held by Satan's power. We are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of light. We are able to yield the members of our physical body as instruments of righteousness, employed by God who has created us again in Christ Jesus unto good works, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. When we read the gospel records of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we reflect upon the life of Jesus from the time of his arrival to the time of his ascension back to the Father, we realize that Jesus came to teach us how to build a solid spiritual relationship with God. While Jesus walked among men, he did not lose focus of his principal relationship with his Father in heaven. No doubt Jesus' relationship was strengthened by daily, two-way communication. In Jesus' day, the Holy Scripture was classified by its sections. There was the Law, then the Psalms, and finally, the Prophets. In Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was just 12 years of age, he had an eager interest for hearing the teaching of the law. And further, he had a keen insight into its sense and its application. Luke writes in chapter 2 and verse 47, "And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." Satan tried to seduce Jesus, just as he attempts to lure every one of us away from the Father. In one of Jesus' trials in the wilderness, Jesus gave a spiritual insight into the value of the Holy Scriptures. Jesus expressed it in simple terms. Jesus said, and I quote, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4 and verse 4. Because Jesus understood the incomparable power of God's Word, and since that power was prevalent in his life, Jesus was empowered of God to teach with all authority. Concerning his delivery of God's message, Matthew writes, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Matthew 7:28-29. You might say that Jesus was far better connected to the Father, while the scribes spoken of in this context only had a shallow, superficial relationship with God. Jesus' relationship with the Heavenly Father was strong, because he welcomed the flow of God's eternal truths to guide his feet in the path of righteousness. Again, the gospel narratives, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, give us glimpses into the life of Jesus. Jesus came to teach us how to build a lasting relationship with God. Not only did Jesus welcome into his heart the words of the Father, but he was in constant communication in prayer with the Father. When we focus on the life and practices of Jesus, our Savior, we see Jesus was truly a man of prayer. No Bible character in all of Scripture spent more time with God in prayer than did Jesus. We know that God heard the supplications and petitions voiced by his Son. Why did Jesus pray? One might ask. In simple terms, we could say that Jesus understood prayer made a difference. A long time ago, someone said, "Prayer changes things." Indeed, it does. It changes our relationship with God, drawing us nearer to him. It changes our perspective, reminding us of our dependence upon him. It changes our faith, seeing our God at work in the universe as he answers our prayers. It changes our future, enabling us to walk closer with God in this life, which leads us to living in his presence in the next life. In conclusion, we examine the life of Jesus and we see there was something totally different about him. Jesus was an extraordinary person. He had an extraordinary mission. He had an extraordinary relationship with God, the Heavenly Father. Because of this, God was well pleased with his Son. If we follow Jesus and grow deeply in our relationship with God too, he will be well pleased with you and me. Until next time, may God's blessings be upon you.